Last Friday, there was a terrible storm with high winds all over the tri-state area and in the five towns, or as people who are not from the five towns say, the five towns. There were trees that were coming down all over the place, and the Eruv therefore came down. So on Erev Shabbos, did you know that the Eruv was there? Yeah, on Erev Shabbos, as Shabbos was getting closer, it was very clear that the Eruv was bisakana, so I was getting all sorts of phone calls about what people should do if they're in a wheelchair, they have an elderly person at home that gets to shul only in a wheelchair, or if they have if someone was going to a simcha in Queens and they were worried that the Eruv in Queens was going to be down, but they have a toddler who can walk a little bit, they can toddle, but they're not going to make it all the way to shul, so what do you do? Is there any heter to carry them? What do you do? You know, we're so used to having an Eruv in certain communities that we're not really accustomed to what to do when it comes down. So I want to discuss today specifically wheelchairs and children when it comes to Shabbos where there is no Eruv. There is a concept in Halacha called Hachai Nosei Es Atzmo. The Mishnah Masechta Shabbos of Tzad Gimel Beis tells us Hamotzi Es Hachaya B'mita Pater. If someone carries a living being, he's pater. It's not a violation of carrying on a Doraisa level. The Gemara on Daf Tzadi Dalet in Masechta Shabbos explains, because a living being carries itself. You are not carrying the person. The person is carrying itself. What does that mean, that they're carrying themselves? So Rashi on the spot explains, V'chai lo m'chai v'lotza aso, duhu meikil atzmo v'nosei atzmo. It's not what they call dead weight. When you're carrying a living person, they're sort of adjusting their weight so that they don't topple over. You're carrying a stack of books. That stack of books is not doing anything to prevent itself from toppling over. So you're not really carrying the entirety of the person. The person's somewhat contributing to carrying themselves. Tosos asks, okay, so it's easier, it's lighter to carry a living person than it is to carry dead weight. But shouldn't that be the same, therefore, as carrying a lighter bundle than what you're carrying? So if you're carrying a 25-pound child, shouldn't it be like you're carrying a 20-pound package, which would still be Asur and Shabbos, still be a violation of Otzah Midoraisa? So Tosa says, no, what you have to say is that since in the Mishkan, they didn't carry living things, so it's not Dumya de Mishkan, and that's why it's not the Melacha d'Oraisa. The Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Shin Aleph, Sivcha Zayin, explains Shitas HaTosos, that it's not that anytime you carry something, you know, they didn't carry computers in the Mishkan either. So what? So it's not a violation of Hotza'a to carry a computer? No, that's ridiculous. What it means is that because of what Rashi says, that a Chai Nosei Es Atzmo means that it's not dead weight, it's a fundamentally different type of carrying than everything that they did carry in the Mishkan. So it's not that only those items that they carried in the Mishkan are subject to Hotza'a d'Oraisa, but only those things that are like the items carried in the Mishkan are subject to Hotza'a d'Oraisa, and therefore, Hachai Nosei Es Atzmo. Now it is clear in the Mishnah, Pater, that if you carry a person, you're pater. But pater in Hilchos Shabbos always means pater aval aser. It's aser midrabanan. And in fact, the Rambam in the 18th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos Halachta Zayin also says pater, again implying pater aval aser, and it doesn't have to be implied. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Tesiv Katan Kufin and Dalet writes explicitly aser midrabanan to carry a living person. Now, there is a difference between one who is able to walk on their own and one who is not able to walk on their own. The entire p'tur of Achai Nosei Es Atzmo is if the person is able to be Nosei Es Atzmo somewhat. But the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Tzadi Dalet said in Vod Rabbi Nassim B'Kafus that if a person is tied down, they're unable to move, they're paralyzed or something like that, or it's an infant that cannot move at all, that's going to be chayiv even on a da'oraisa level. That's good. You don't have the heter of a Chai Nosei Es Atzmo. So where does that leave us in terms of people with wheelchairs and babies? So when it comes to people with wheelchairs, so there are two types of people that go in a wheelchair. There are people who are able to walk, just not great distances. They're able to walk a little bit, but to go outside, to go to shul, they normally go in a wheelchair. So that you have the Hachai Nosei Es Atzmo Svara, so it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan to push to to push them, as far as the person is concerned, but as far as the wheelchair is concerned, it's daraisa. And either way, it's going to be an iser. For the person themselves to push themselves in the wheelchair, if they're able to walk on their own, even pushing themselves is going to be a problem because they're carrying their wheelchair, and they're not allowed to carry their wheelchair in a Rosh Hashanah. The other type of person is a person who's unable to walk at all, a person who has no ability to walk. Now, as far as pushing that person, you have no svara of hachai nosei asatzmo. If you push a person in a wheelchair who has no ability to walk at all, you are in violation of carrying the person and the wheelchair or whatever else the person has on him. But what about the person in the wheelchair who can't walk, pushing himself in the wheelchair? So Rav Moshe writes in Gros Moshe Archaim Chelik Dal Simon Sadi that the wheelchair is considered to be an extension of himself, so he's allowed to push himself. He says it's kebeged. It's like a beged that he's wearing. Me'achar sheyoshev alav, since he has to sit on it. Va'af sheinu kasher lakisei, even if he's not tied down to the chair, hu beged shelo, it's considered as beged shemuter kishalak chashash, and then when there's no other chashash that he's going to do anything, so he says, you know, a lot of other Jews push him, but they're allowed to push themselves if they are able to. Well, what often happens is that they are not able to. A person in a wheelchair very often is doesn't have the strength, doesn't have the koach to push himself around. So what about having a non-Jew push him? So this depends on where you are. If you're in a Carmelis, a place that's eligible to have an Erev, but the Erev is just down, so carrying in a Carmelis in the first place is only in a Sidrabanan. And carrying asking a non-Jew to do a malacha for you is only in a Sidrabanan. So this is what we call a shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah to get him to shul, or tzorach gadol, and kavod abrios often, if he's unable, he feels like an ice mensch because he's not able to leave his house. So in such a situation, we would allow a non-Jew to push him. But if it's in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, not so pashut, because it may be better to just not go to shul rather than do Amir la'akum arnisador raisa in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And even if you're dealing with a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or with a Carmelist, getting in and out of the house, the same rules. If he wheels himself, it would be okay. But if it's a guy who's used, it depends whether you're going from a Carmelist or a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. I mean, from a Carmelist to the inside of the house, is a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, a single non-Jew can lift him up the steps and into the house if there's no ramp. From a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you would need two non-Jews, one to lift him up and the other to put him down, because you're dealing with a... with Hotzah Midal Raisa from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's as far as wheelchairs. What about when it comes to babies or children? So the most important rule is you're supposed to think in advance, if you have young children, whether they're actually going to be able to walk the entire way where they have to walk. And if there's a high likelihood that they're not going to make it, then don't go. Then you don't take the risk in the first place. So the whole discussion about carrying kids, what to do with kids, it's all a b'dievet situation. That somehow, b'dievet, not so b'dievet that it's pikuach nefesh. If it's pikuach nefesh, you know, you're in the middle of some sort of storm and electrical wires are coming down all around you, and I don't know, you're in some sort of horrible neighborhood and there are bullets whizzing by or something. So then you pick up the kid and you run. I mean, that there's no discussion. But let's assume it's not pikuach nefesh. So one option is you may want to help the child along by schlepping him, by dragging him. So that is not so pashut. The Mishnah in Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Chesam Beis says gorer is aser. Rashi explains that gorer is like carrying him. When you're schlepping him, it's like you're carrying him, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk Sim Shin Chesif Mem Aleph. Ha'isha medada espina. A woman could sort of encourage her son, help him along, even Rosh Hashanah ubelvachlo tigrerehu, but she can't actually schlep him along. That is a violation of Hotzah as well. If you're in Rosh Hashanah, it's usher to carry the child, even if the child is throwing a fit. Right? It doesn't matter that he's throwing a fit. You're in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Carrying a person, even though Achai Nosei is Atzmo, is still an Issa Derabanan, and you're not allowed to do it. But you can ask a guy to carry him, because that's still a Shvus to Shvus. You're asking a guy, that's one Derabanan, carrying a person who's able to walk is only an issur d'rabbanan. So even in Rosh Hashanah, you'd be allowed to ask a guy if the child is carrying on. If there's no guy available, so there is room to argue that you can drag him in such a case, because the Be'er Halacha writes in Siman Shin Ches that maybe even though dragging is aser, it's like hotzah, but maybe it's only an issur d'rabbanan. So since you're dragging and it's hachai nosias atzmo, maybe if a kid is carrying on in Rosh Hashanah, you could drag him, but not to actually pick him up. What if the child is able to walk but doesn't want to walk and you're in a carmelis? The child is refusing to walk and you're in a carmelis. So first thing to be aware of is that you can't just resort to all the b'dievets. You have to first try to encourage the kid. A lot of times parents will get very frustrated. It's hot outside, they want to go home, they're tired, or you know, and they're not going to use their calm voice with their child at that point, and that's just going to make the kid throw a bigger fit and it's going to get even worse. So the parent has to have the patience and the wisdom to use their calm inside voice, you know, and encouraging voice to come up with a way to encourage the child. And that's clear. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Shin Ches, Sivkot and Kufnun and Dalet, that you might think that carrying a child in a carmelis is going to be mutter, because Hachai no seyas atzmo, and it's only a carmelis anyway. He says, no, it's asr l'kulei alma. He says, a lot of people make a mistake about this, Mishnah Berurah writes, shenech shalom bezevet to usanu mune shakotim yochel eilch v'atzmo, ush. They say, oh, the kid could walk on his own anyway. No, it's wrong. The Isser Drabanan Yesh Bekalofen. A filu Bekarmelis. He says, no, it's an Isser Drabanan even in a Carmelis. Rav Moshe discusses in a Tshuva in Orchaim Chelik Dalsim Sadialf that a parent very often is Misatzel Lelechimo La'at La'at, is too lazy to take the time to walk with the child, meaning very clearly implying that that's what you're supposed to do. Okay, but sometimes even that doesn't work. Even the calm voice, even all the encouragement, it doesn't work. The kid's sitting there, he sits himself down in the middle of the sidewalk, and he's not going. He's, you know, he or she is not moving. So Rav Moshe writes in Orchaim Chel Dal Sim Sadi Aleph, so then probably you're allowed to carry the child, because if the kid is crying, and it's Yavah Chaynos Yisatzmo, and it's only a carmelis, it's a shvus to shvus for the tzorech of the child, and for a crying child, which would have a din of a chol Hashem b'sakana probably anyway, so that would be mutter. When there's no other choice but to lift him, it's important to realize if you're going to carry him, that if he has anything in his pocket or his hands, that you have no heter to carry. So if you're carrying the child and he's holding something, you have to make him drop it first before you carry him. He's got something in his pocket, you got to empty his pockets first before you carry him. Because yeah, hachai no seyas atzmo works for the kid. It doesn't work for what the kid is holding. It doesn't work for what's in the kid's pocket. So that's something that people would likely not realize, but yeah, you have to realize. Also, if you're in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and you're stuck, so and there's no guy available to help you out, and the kid is not budging, so there is a there is another possibility of what you could do, and that is to have two people pass off the child to each other. Shulchan Aruch talks about some shimem tesiv gimel, less than dalet amos at a time. Meaning, I take the kid three amos, and then the next person takes the kid three amos, because the isra of being mavir a person in Rosh Hashanah, of being mavir something in Rosh Hashanah is only dalet amos. So you could do, and not only that, more b'dievet than that would be if there's only one person to walk him four amos at a time and keep pausing and perhaps even putting the child down. So it's better to put the child down, pick him up again, walk another 5 feet, put, you know, 5-6 feet, something that's less than dalet amos, put the kid down again, pick him up again, and keep doing it that way. Someone, when I was talking about this in shul this past Shabbos, someone told me that they once did he and his wife had a child, and the kid stopped, you know, refused to walk. It was one of these situations. So they started doing the pachos midalet amos thing. They were handing off to each other, and he said the stares that they were getting, you know, the looks that people were giving them, would encourage anybody to want to speak calmly to the child and encourage the child to do whatever he can to make him. And certainly, once you get to the door of the house, you can't carry him through the door of the house, because that then becomes worse. You're going from, because you're going Pachas Pachas Midal Ramos. Yeah, that's greater than Rosh Hashanah. But to go from Rosh Hashanah into Rosh Hashanah, that's also a problem. So you would have to put him down before the door of the house and then have some candy inside to lure him in, you know, to go the last few steps over the threshold into the house. So again, these are halachos that we typically don't practice that much for those of us who live in communities with Erevin, but it's kedai to know what to do in case of emergency. It's important to know that there are halachos about carrying on Shabbos, and every once in a while they come in. It's necessary to know these halachos. Even the best maintained Erev, like we have in the Five Towns, is a very, very well maintained Erev. The Yeshiva Gadol of the Five Towns works very, very hard to make sure that the Erev is well maintained. What are you going to do? Branches are coming down mamish 5 minutes before Shabbos. That's what happened. As they were checking it, they cleared North Woodmere, and then they got a phone call. Oh, a tree just came down in Cedars 5 minutes before Shabbos. What are you going to do now? So you know, they didn't have time to fix it. They couldn't do it. So it's important to be aware of these halachas.